It's time to fire it up.
Why you gotta make me feel inferior? Because I'm on the grill, B.
From the chop.
Food for action.
To the gear.
It's 122,000 BTUs of char broiling power.
To the drinks.
Drink some beers.
These guys have you covered.
We're just kicking back out here. Just having a barbecue.
This is the Grilling Guys.
Hey, welcome. You listen to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Hope you gobbled till you wobble and had a good turkey day. We're going to talk a little bit about a lot of things that were turkey, but in the meantime, hope you had a cold beverage, maybe a good glass of Fen Valley wine or whatever it might be with all the sides of your Thanksgiving day. But we're on beyond Black Friday now and into Cyber Monday soon, and holy crap, there's a lot going on. So I'm Jop. He's Barbecue Bob. What's cooking?
Hey, thanks, Jop, and welcome to the smokiest show on the airwaves, where we're going to attempt to stick with the show plan, but I have a feeling,
not a chance.
I have a feeling we're going to wander off. We're going to start strutting through the woods right. With a little gobble going. It is a wonderful weekend, and of course, every weekend is wonderful if you're listening to the Grilling Guys.
Yeah, right. So speaking of weekends, last weekend after we left the show, I pulled together just a real traditional pulled pork, baked beans, mac and cheese, cornbread, coleslaw, barbecue, and shot over to the east side of the state and fed the hockey team that my son plays the professional team after right. The game. Man, it had been a long time since I fed a room full of really hungry men. There, I had 26 guys go through almost 40 pounds of pulled pork, and I brought over 4 dozen rolls. They ate about 5 of them. The carbs, off. Protein, I've never seen piles of meat, and then they put mashed potato, or excuse me, the mac and cheese right on top of it, and then just slathering it with barbecue sauce and just plowing that stuff back. A couple of the guys came over, and there was some left, right, because you never run out if we're doing barbecue. He goes, do you got any to-go bags? And I'm like, I got
the drive-through window.
Right, yeah, I got these Ziplocs here. So what does he do? Puts the meat in first, puts the beans right in on top of it, the mac and cheese on top of that. I'm like, I can give you a bag for each of those. Oh, no. He goes, it's all going to end up in the same place anyway. It was hilarious.
What kind of barbecue sauce did you use?
I brought 3 of them. I brought a Carolina, a sweet, and what I call Zippy. And you made that apple. I wasn't about to let those horses eat that. I wanted that for myself. But no. So it was fun to watch them eat. And you know they're like, oh man, this is like the best post game meal we've ever had. And I'm like, well, son, you've only had 9 games as this team, so I don't have much to compete with.
I beat Culver's, did
right,
I?
Yeah, right.
Great.
And Domino's and the others that they Subway and the crap they give these guys, but. But anyway, no, it was fun. Long ways. I will tell you, though, what I was really surprised at, because it's clear over on the east side of the state, so I had about a 2.5-hour drive. We went to the hotel first, checked in, and then we went to the game, started at 6:30, and I fed them at about 10. That stuff came off of the smoker at noon. The pork did, the mac and cheese and the beans all came out. Threw them in the pork in a dry cooler, wrapped it in a towel because they always leak a little bit, right? The foil-wrapped butts. So I threw a towel in the bottom of there, wrapped it up in that dry cooler, didn't touch the lid, never looked, nothing until I got there. I temped them. They were still 168 degrees, and I took them off at 195. So they were in that about 10 hours in that dry cooler. Didn't open the lid. That's the key. And then I got over there, and they were still plenty hot. I pulled them when I got there. I left them whole so that they'd hold the heat, and they're all stacked. I did what you recommended I do. I had 4 whole pork shoulders, and I cut them in half. So I had 8 pieces.
More bark that way.
More bark, more flavor, wrapped up in foil, and I set them all in the bottom of that cooler and threw that towel over under them and over the top, kind of wrapped it in a blanket. And I was amazed. Of course, beans and mac and cheese, they don't need to be as warm to eat anyway. But they were still plenty warm when I got there.
Well, there's another case for butcher's paper. One of the things butcher's paper does is it absorbs the grease in
right,
the butt.
Right, right. But I didn't want it dry either. You know, I poured off a lot of it.
It won't be.
Right.
It won't be. I'm just telling you that since I switched to butcher's paper, I don't have nearly the grease problem.
Yeah.
But when you pull the paper off, you can see it.
Yeah, it's, right.
It,
yep.
It absorbs it. Yeah.
Well,
but it, no, it
for.
Holds the moisture nicely.
Yep.
Rob and I, when we used to do those classes, their style at Ace of Hearts was always when you're wrapping for your final cook, you wrap in cellophane, then foil.
The meat?
Yeah.
I've never used cellophane, ever.
Yes, you have, actually.
Have I?
Yes. We did a competition, and I forgot that I couldn't let my temperature go up 350, so we were pulling plastic off the butts.
Right, right.
So if you're going to
use
plastic.
Maybe that's why I've never done it since.
If you're going to use plastic, keep your temp around 250 for the final.
Right, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, that was pretty funny. But I have been getting a lot of catering gigs for next year, so we're booking into next year solid. First one's, I don't know, I got one in a couple weeks, but January, right on out. So if you have a date and you want some barbecue for an event, go to, you can hit the Facebook page for the Grillin' Guys Takeout, or you can just email me, rnermico@gmail.com is the best one. Our Grillin' Guys thing is, GoDaddy's got us handcuffed right now, and it's
okay. Well,
it's
we're working to get out of jail,
yes.
Are we?
Yeah. But I spent my time off, what little time off I had since we spoke last, of sorting out hunting gear and catering gear. So I have been doing
organizing the garage
and the pantry.
Yeah,
my bride helped me with the pantry. I helped her.
Yeah,
and I'll tell you what, that thing looks like a Spartan store now. It's just organized.
Funny, we did that thing about 3 weeks ago too. Same thing is that. You're looking for something, so you can't really see it. So you go buy another one, and when you get home, there's two other ones that are, the dates expired on because they were tucked in the back corner. It's like, okay.
Well, you know, I'm a prepper,
and
so I've been buying a lot of food for the last year and rotating it out. Maureen hits it. She loves having a stock room.
Right.
But
right.
So I have lots of canned vegetables, and beans in particular are great because – I don't like soaking beans before I cook them.
Right.
I do. Like pinto beans I'll do if I'm doing friolis or something. But for the most part, I'm a prepper. I think the end of the world's soon.
Well, it could be. Right.
And then when I moved out of the kitchen because I closed the kitchen down for the winter, I had a ton of food.
Yeah.
So that all had to go in the pantry. So basically, not all. Some of the stuff in cases is out in the garage under wraps.
Yeah.
But yeah, if you run out of food and if things get abysmal this winter, come see me.
Yeah, right.
I got you covered.
Right.
Especially,
got plenty. Just
especially
for the two
beans.
Of you. Yeah. Right, yeah. So you had some cans of beans left over, the big gallon cans?
Oh, yeah, cases. Yeah.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Well, I'll remember that because I'll be needing some for different events here
yeah.
in a bit.
Yeah, so done hunting. I froze so much. I hunted nonstop, and I was so cold for so long. And I got two guys that can't get around very well.
Right.
One because of age, one because of not taking care of himself. And so I'm like the camp, you know what? And I just ran my keister off taking care of these fellas. And it's like, I don't want to do that anymore.
Right.
I'm going to find a VRBO next time I go up. I think we'll plan on an early hunt in October when a tent is still nice and I can use my little one.
Yeah.
And when it comes to the cold hunting time, I'm going to have a nice cabin.
Well, you know, a hot shower after you've been out in the woods all day is a good thing.
And I was up there 7 days, and we're all texting each other when we got home. It's like, I took the longest shower ever. It's like, no kidding.
Yeah.
Just to melt the grease off your scalp.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. But it's, you know, as we get more experienced, then we change the things we like to do. I get a big kick out of the texts that come in with all the pictures of the bucks that different guys have gotten,
mm-hmm.
and they're just
you didn't
elated.
Get one from me,
right? And they're just elated. We got they're just elated to have them, and it's a great experience for them and their families. And I just kind of, I don't know, for whatever reason, I don't do that anymore. It's not a negative at all. I've just kind of lost interest in it.
No.
I got all the equipment,
yeah.
Man. I got a ton of equipment and a safe full of guns and rifles and stuff, and I just don't use them
so
anymore.
You're ready for the end of the world too.
Well, I don't know if I got enough ammunition for that, but
Alan Bob's is always open.
Right, yep, exactly.
So It's a mixed blessing because my freezer is so full of meat.
Yep.
I wouldn't have had room, and I was going to have to can it all.
Yeah. Well,
so it saved me a big job. It saved me a big job.
All right. Coming up next, we might dive into some of your turkey leftovers. You've probably already done it, and maybe you got most of them all et up. But we got some recipes. Stick with us. We'll be back.